You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Monday, and in classic style, I start off with problems. Those of you who listen to the show live, you got a feeling of the C-SPAN version of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned. We are fortunate enough to have to be joined today by Dan John. How you doing, Dan?
Oh, I'm fabulous. Great day. Just went on a long couple of week trip, have 2 days home and then go for a long couple of week trip.
You know, I have to ask you a question. It just dawned on me. Okay. I don't think I've ever asked you this question before. And that's why it's important, especially with what's going on with me personally. Have you ever sustained any serious injuries in your career as an athlete, or even just as a trainer, coach now, later on in life?
Sure. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me just start. I've had two fingers severed. And I've had my left elbow broken into five pieces. My right shoulder needed work. My right knee surgery, total hip replacement, left leg. Oh, usual back injuries. My left wrist was broken into many pieces. Two surgeries on that. The joke, of course, always is my heart. That's the one's the most broken. But, yeah, I've had a lot of injuries.
Were the majority of them the result of training or an accident during training? Like, how did you sever the fingers?
That was getting ready. I was trying to be one of the best lifters in the nation, and a buddy of mine, I was having a hard time recovering, he gave me an inversion unit.
Yes.
What he didn't tell me is how to get out of it.
So being
as strong as I am, I was able to reach up and pull myself north. The sad thing is, then the thing flipped and just severed off my finger.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that's
so
terrible.
I yell up. Famous story. So we got newborns, and I yell up the stairs. I go, "Tiff," and she yells down, "Did you cut off your fingers?" And I looked at him. I'm like, "How did she know that?" Yeah, and that's when I realized I could never really lie to her very well. I'd have to work at it, you know.
That's amazing.
Sure,
that's
most
amazing.
Most of my injuries come from competition on the platform, competing. Because you're just going to that extra edge there. You know, you're right on the edge of success. And to be honest, sometimes, you know, I look back and most of them are stupid. Like my wrist was the week after the Nationals. We had our state meet the week after the Nationals, and I'd done really well at the Nationals, and I won. And the next week I'm trying to break the state record for no reason at all. Just didn't mean anything. And I wouldn't let the bar go and just hit the ground and bar hit my hand, and my elbow was stuck there and blew my wrist apart in many pieces. So, again, in hindsight, I should have just, you know, lifted well enough to let my team win the state meet and gone home.
Right.
But, yeah, that's what happens. And I think most of the people listening, I think that's why a journal is so important. So you circle when you get injured. You circle when you get sick. Even you circle when you get into fights and you have lousy days at work. And then you kind of just back up a little bit, and very often you will see that you went out of your way to get sick, hurt, or injured weeks ahead of time.
That is such a great point, and I'll tell you why it's a great point. So right before the Arnold, right before the Arnold, I was leg pressing, and I went to the extent of the machine and overextended how many plates I could fit on a stem. And, of course, when I got up to take some of the plates off, one of them fell on my left foot. And I was wearing five fingers, and I smashed my big toe on my left foot. I recovered from that after, 10 minutes. There's blood on the five fingers. I go to the other side, And don't you know, I did exactly the same thing to the right foot. And I swore that I thought there's got to be a camera here watching me. Because you do it once, and it's an accident. You do it a second time, and you're an idiot. Like, how did I not realize that that plate was hanging off the stem on the other side as well to approach it cautiously? Instead, I just walked over, put my foot underneath it, went to grab the plate, and bang, it falls on my foot, a 45-pound plate. And then we went to the Arnold. I spent the whole weekend on my feet, my swollen toes, bloody, no nails left on them, shoved into my shoes. So right before the Olympia, we have to do a live remote. I tear a friggin' hamstring, deadlifting. And Elisa said to me, every time we have to go out of town, you hurt yourself.
Right. And you look at that. Now, as you say that out loud, you hear your own self speak, you go backwards and it's almost laughable, isn't it?
Yeah. So and theoretically, what I need to do is when I know I'm going out of town, I need to back my training down because I obviously become overzealous about my training because I'm so excited about going out of town and I want to bring a new lifting story with me. And instead, I bring a new injury story with me.
Exactly. And so that would be when you talk about injuries, I almost always ask the person for the family tree of the injury, you know, and if they can't, you know, they don't have a food journal, they don't have a training journal. Then I say, well, we can't really move ahead until you start doing the nuts and bolts here. You know, you can't, okay, you went out and you partied 17 nights in a row, you got 3 hours sleep, and then you ate terrible, and then you did something stupid in the gym. Which part of it surprises you that you are now sick or injured?
Right.
Where in that chart did you miss the point that you were going to pay the price somewhere? Because we always do. You always pay the price. There's a de-due on everything we do in the weight room. It can be great, but it can also be pretty painful too.
Well, and so that leads to this other conclusion I came to. The realization that I'll be training for the rest of my life.
Right.
So an injury is an inconvenience, but it's not a reason to stop. And the analogy I used on a show last week was you go to the dentist and he works on the teeth on your left side. You chew on the right side until it feels better on the left side. You don't stop eating. When something is as important to you as eating, as training is to me and to many of us in this audience, it's an inconvenience. So I can't deadlift. I can't squat. I can do leg presses with my right leg and I can train the hell out of my upper body, which I've neglected over the years because I'm a posterior chain dominant athlete. I have very strong back, very strong legs. And so I focus on those things. So now it's time for me to train on my shoulders and chest and bring them up to snuff for the next 4 or 5 months. But some people, when they have an injury, they get so depressed. You shouldn't get depressed. You're going to be back in the gym, just like you're going to chew on the left side of your mouth again someday.
Yeah, I call that wormholing. When you when something happens here, and then you allow it to affect you downwardly there, which affects you downwardly here, and then there, and then here, and then there, and then pretty soon, you know, you're sitting in a dark room all day long, watching soap operas because you wormhole yourself from an inconvenience to a tragedy, you know.
Right.
I think it's really important. That's why I'm such a big fan of friends, train with friends, and have mentors in your life. Just somebody, when something bad does happen, they can kind of walk you through the logical path of things. Because when we start to wormhole, you know what I mean? We start to throw out the simple stuff. Oh, I pulled a hamstring. I'll never dance again. Wait. Where did that come from? Well, I couldn't dance. You have to talk with somebody, help plot out the next few months. The interesting thing I find is that, especially with injuries, I wouldn't say I look forward to them, but the insights you get from adapting to an injury or an illness really allows you long-term to be a better trainer of yourself. Because when I broke my left wrist is when I started developing all the one-handed stuff, the one-arm bench press, the one-arm press work, the windmills. That's when I really started taking that stuff seriously. That's when I started taking sled work more seriously, because when you have a broken wrist or a broken elbow, it really is hard to do a lot of the stuff you think you can. You think you can do anything, but you really get, for example, leg presses with a broken wrist, you can't put the weights on.
I was just going to say, you can't load the weight.
Yeah, so it sounds like it wasn't a big deal. So I learned with my broken wrist to leave the weights on the rack. I have a home gym, so it's not a big deal. So, I mean, I would leave plates on the rack. So then I had to learn to warm up with that load.
Ah.
Then I had to learn. And by the time I got done with all those then I had to learn, I was healthy and I had this whole new level of new information. So I wouldn't say that you got to be careful about calling it a blessing. But Cahill Gibran always talked about, what you think is bad is often what is great. Gandhi mentioned the same thing.
Look, it's a journey, right? So if you think about journeys for a second, right? Every time you've driven to California, you've taken the southern route. And all of a sudden you encounter a detour and it forces you to go a little further north. You still get to California. And you actually may have gotten there slower and been somewhat inconvenienced. But the extrinsic value was you got to see some areas of the country that you would have never seen before. And seeing those areas of the country will actually broaden your perspective on other journeys. So you're right. It's not a blessing. The blessing, in my humble opinion, is the mentality to persevere and find workarounds until you can do what you want to do again. And from that process of persevering, you will get gifts that will help you in other areas. It may not help you in the area of getting to from point A to point B fast because you were derailed a little bit, but it will help you.
Yeah, because you missed the Olympic trials, because you missed the Arnold, but long term, you're better. Every great athlete I've ever encountered always has this little thing, the woulda, coulda, shoulda story,
right,
somewhere in the middle of their career, and it got derailed. But the lessons from that derailment are the ones that allowed them to go to three Olympics instead of just the one, because the lesson was so crucial, was so keen, Yeah, there's good stuff, good conversation.
And we're going to do this when we come back. When we come back, we're going to talk about the five truths of training and the three rules of coaching that Coach Dan John covers in his new DVD that is done in conjunction with Chip Conrad. These DVDs are available over at DaveDraper.com, and we will have some more wisdom imparted on us when we come back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best. Period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4930. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back. Dan John brings the down-to-earth wisdom of Will Rogers and the in-your-face candor of Mark Twain to the physical culture medium. One of the things that Dan John is absolutely, aside from a trainer of great athletes and a great athlete himself, is a great thinker. And unlike those who pontificate and dictate, as you can see just from the previous dialogue, Dan actually walks the walk as well. So Dan, in this new DVD, you cover a couple items that are really intriguing to me. What are the five truths of training?
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, easy. Truth number one is kind of old. I first saw it written in the line when John Jerome's book, Staying Supple. Your body is one piece. And that is an absolute overriding truth. Or our conversation we just had, you know, you blow your hamstring out. Now what do you do? Well, you think you're going to have an upper body day. But it's really hard to bench press with a hamstring pull.
Yeah, I found this out. I found out it's hard to do even doing a seated low hammer pull, right? Because you think you're sitting. You don't realize how hard you push down on the ground with your feet. I felt my hamstring today doing that.
Exactly. I always say, if you think the bench press is an upper body exercise, I'll stab your calf with a fork while you're doing it, and we'll just see how much upper body it is. If you have diarrhea, go home and back squat body weight for 50 reps and see if that affects your body.
Right.
And it's funny, we say that, but when you see most people in the emails I get, people have like a Frankenstein relationship with not only their body, mind, and soul, but their Frankenstein relationship with their bicep, triceps, legs, back. They are a collection of pieces. Hasn't the
bodybuilding community, unfortunately, would have to be tasked with creating this fractured attitude because of body part training? And I mean, I don't think they look at gestalt, right? They look at the pieces individually and go, "Well, you can isolate." So that implies
that changed in about 75 when Arnold comes out with his book, Educational Bodybuilder. 75, 76, 77, that era, Pumping Iron had just come out, both the movie and book, you still had the bodybuilding community was still pretty holistic on how the body was. But then after that, when people saw split training, they ran too far with it. And I think that's when you see it. And then once the 80s, with all the rise of the machines, I hate to say it, it sounds funny when I say it like that, the rise of the machines. But if you go to a novelist gym and you've just read Arnold's book, by the time you, especially if that's the most important, say you're 18 to 25 in your training life, you're going to come away thinking that not only is the body a collection of parts, but I can only train them. I mean, I go to an oil, I got a tire store, an oil a place to change my oil, a muffler store. You start thinking of your body as somewhat like a car in this
right.
day and age.
Right.
Just a collection of pieces that can be pulled and changed out. And that's just not a solid image, I think, for long-term training success.
Okay, what's the second truth?
Well, this is a tough one. Ready? Everything works.
Yeah, for a period of time, right?
Don't jump ahead.
Okay.
That's the next chapter.
Oh, okay.
Everything works. So every idiotic thing, every one of your people listening thinks is going to work. If you think climbing a mountain every day with just a 6 mile, six up, six down miles, and it's all you can do is eat protein, and you're going to do that for every day for 30 days, are you going to lose body fat? Oh, yeah, it's going to work great. And then it brings us immediately to number three.
Everything, hold on one second. I want to stop there for a second, because I think that we need to just broaden this for a second. This is true. This is a universal truth. Everything mm-hmm. works, and this is why you get people who are morbidly obese and have been eating crap for two decades, and they become vegans. And for the first year, life is amazing, and this vegan thing is amazing, and I feel so good, and I've lost weight, but then the wheels come off, because the reality is that even bad things will work for a period of time when you're going from worst just to bad. You know what I'm saying?
Dave Tate's famous line from Craig. When you're going from crappy to sucks, everything works pretty well.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Wow, I'm in Dave Tate's category now with that thought process. That's amazing to me. But anyway, yeah, well, that's exactly it. Yeah.
Yeah. His argument, and to go from to sucks to good is a huge, huge journey.
And that's the hard one.
Good to great.
Yeah.
Good to great is just, very rare air. But that's the truth is that, and so what happens is you'll notice most books, in fact, there's a lot of people who sell only books that are, tremendous triceps in 2 weeks, super duper serratus in 6 weeks. It's always those very short because you can train, you can do one set, for example, and improve a body part that's never been touched. Just one set of 10 will improve it. And if I take untrained, freshmen and have them do 3 sets of 8, at the end of 6 weeks, I will change their life. But which brings us right to principle number three. Everything works for about 6 weeks. And I always use the truth of, it's like what they say about car salesmen. Every car salesman in the world, the first weekend sells 3 cars. One to his brother, one to his father-in-law, one to his dad, right? It's the fourth car sale that you find out whether a guy can be a salesman or not. And for me, when I look at a program, I try to ignore the first part. I try to see. Let me look at the second year you did this. Let me look at the third time you ran through this program. I have a lot of programs. We all have 3 week and 6 week programs. And I always tell people, don't judge it the first time you do it. Judge it the second time you do it. And so I got a program called the Big 21. It's 3 week program, 3 days a week Olympic lifting. And I always tell people, you're not going to get it right the first time. Why? Well, because you're going to go too heavy. How do you know? Because everybody goes too heavy the first time. I know that. So the second time you do it, then we'll talk. And it's funny because people will say, I cannot believe how much smarter I am the second time. Well, because if it is a good program, it should work the second time too, which is actually a wonderful way to look at things and a great way of looking at life.
That is cool.
So everything works. And what you'll notice is usually when you see studies coming out of a place, they have some chemical or something you're supposed to take and it'll help you. You'll notice the work, it always ends after about 6 weeks. We did a study with this diet. After 6 weeks, every participant lost 12 pounds. Well, 12 pounds of what is the big question, but
right.
Moreover, what happened in week 7?
Yeah.
You know, what happened in week 52? What happened in week 1?
Is it sustainable, I guess, is the real question, right? Is it predictable and sustainable? So in other words, if you keep doing it, will you see the similar progress ad infinitum, or is there a period of time where it stops working?
Right, well, exactly. And the nice thing is, sometimes if you have someone who's been doing something for 4 years, and you ask them why it stopped working, very often they'll tell you, I need just to get away from it for a while and do something else. It's the we're a human. It's what Tommy Kono's great insight about training. Tommy Kono, America's best Olympic lifter, and also Mr. Universe at the same time. A gold medalist in the Olympics and Mr. Universe, so you should listen to him. He believes that you should prep yourself up for 8 weeks for an Olympic weightlifting contest. And then, the next Monday, come back in and do general bodybuilding until you got 8 weeks out of a contest again. Then prep up for the contest, then back to general bodybuilding. And the thing I love about this approach is that it fits every principle I have. You see with kids who move to year-round too early in sports specificity. These poor girls do club volleyball, you know, 52 weeks a year. Club soccer is the other one. And what happens is you'll notice that they really do improve quite a bit at first. And then really it just flatlines. Well, how do we know that? Well, when I was in high school, we did a study with, let's see, unsulfured molasses and this bacteria, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you had like 12 test tubes, and on each one you added progressively more molasses. And I figured out that as you added more and more molasses, you would get more and more yeast. But actually, the opposite was true. At first, adding molasses helped the bacteria grow faster and faster. Then in the middle tubes, it kind of flattened out. Adding more molasses didn't really make them grow. And then they never didn't grow at all. They started to die off. They didn't grow because there was too much molasses.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get that U-shaped curve, like
right.
You see in the Reagan administration's Laffer curve about taxation.
Right.
But it's true about humans, where if I take a bunch of high school football players and we lift weights, we are better. Now, if I then have them go wrestle, we get better. If I then have them go do track and field, especially the hurdles, we get better still. But if I have them just lift weights and play football all year long, yeah, we get better. But no, you don't see those jumps
right.
By adding in those other stimuli. So that's why everything works for about 6 weeks is great. But then that's, I think, the art of coaching is able to come in and say, okay, you've improved it. I hate to say, hey, you've improved enough. Isn't that a strange sentence? But it's true. There's sometimes as a coach you have to walk over and say, man, you're strong enough to be national champion. I am? Yeah. And then, of course, the follow-up question, so why aren't you national champion?
Right.
Now,
let me ask you a question about when coaches come to this point. There are some coaches in an effort to head off this, let's for lack of better terms, let's call it plateau effect, right, of doing the same thing over and over again. To head it off, they automatically change you up. They try to predict, okay, if we change things up now, you won't encounter the plateau. So they try to stay ahead of the plateau. Then there are other coaches who will wait for you to plateau and then change you up. I have an opinion on which is better. Which is better?
Well, actually, there's even more than that. You know, Bondarchuk talks about, he adds a couple more examples, but I think it comes down to this, and this is going to be the problem, is that we humans are just different enough that you have to have all those tools in your pocket as a coach. And I think what happens is you could almost see a certain kind of body type or emotional type that can handle this idea of plateauing and changing programs. But there's also those ones that get a little bit, I don't want to use examples because I don't want to use the names of my athletes, but I've had athletes that I have had to make them smash their face into the wall and then say, okay, let's try this now, because they are so determined to overcome each and every barrier that you have to let them smash themselves in the barrier.
Right, and say, and then they're willing to try something different.
Right, but other ones, you know, you can almost say they're a little bit, they're good athletes, but they're not real comfortable with not everything swimming upstream well, you have to be able to come in early. And I'm sure there's others that you don't even ever have to even sneak up on it, that you could probably just say, you know, hey, Tony, yeah, 6 weeks from now, we're going to be doing this. Sounds good to me. Great.
Well, you know, but you know what the other thing is too, that, we just did a show with Joel Jameson. Do you know him?
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. Northwest. Yeah.
Great guy. Right. So we talked about how
you, MMA guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Heart rate variability monitoring. And, mm-hmm. and during this show, I use the analogy that heart rate variability monitoring is to the human condition and training to what the tachometer brought to automobile racing. So if we know that the car has a power band, and we know that after 7,000 RPMs, there is not a linear progression in weight, it actually, in output power, it actually starts to drop. So we know we want to shift around 65, 66, 6,700 RPMs to shift at the top of the power band. And the tachometer is what we watch. If we had a weight to figure that out, a lot of us would lose races. So heart rate variability monitoring gives us an opportunity to kind of look at that in a quantifiable way and say, okay, according to this, today's a good day for me to not necessarily shift to a higher gear, but to coast a little bit and rest. So with that being said, there are a lot of coaches out there who will automatically change an athlete's routine prematurely just because in their head every 6 weeks we have to change. And I see this all the time. I see this with athletes who are not having a problem with their existing program and they're still progressing, and a coach will say, no, we're going to do this for 6 weeks because we're going to be preemptive and we're going to keep you from ever hitting a plateau. Yet they still left 1,000 RPMs on the tack where they could have got him up higher to a higher speed before shifting, so to speak. And so that's why I think in absence of a human tachometer, in absence of using something like heart rate variability or whatever else, whatever technologies are out there to assess this in humans, I think it's beneficial to let the athlete hit the wall before changing him up until you can go, wow, this guy, he can squeeze everything out for 12 weeks before we need to change him, where somebody else, it's like 6 weeks, we got to change him then. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I've seen things like this. We've been trying to get a handle on this for, well, in 1980, the Olympic Training Center, they told us every morning, it was the morning pulse. You know, if you're up 10%,
right,
you're supposed to take the day off. Then I remembered Dardix did work in the 84s where we're doing the variability based on your heart rate, work rest. Then what I fell in love was with the TAP tests, where it was originally from the Soviets. We took a pencil and you tapped as many times as you could with a pencil and a piece of paper, then counted up the number of taps you had.
Right.
Later, Mike Rosenberg came up with the TAP test for the computer.
I've talked about that ever since you talked about it on my show probably 5 or 6 years ago. We've talked about that as a simple way to assess your fatigue level.
And then there's the other one. It's just if you have a good, I think it's called a dynamometer, where you squeeze it, your grip strength. Now, having said that, even with heart rate variability, anything, I still think I have athletes that if I said, it's obvious you're fatigued, you shouldn't train today, would go out and say, right, and then go out and blast.
Right, and break a PR, right.
And flip you off as they walked off the field and say, next.
Right.
Now, having said that, I have other athletes that if I say, ooh, according to your biorhythms, taking you all the way back to 1970, according to your biorhythms and the fact that you're a Virgo, you're going to have a rough day today. And honest to God, they would roll up into a ball and begin weeping and say, you're right, I felt that this morning.
Right.
I could feel the tug of Aquarius upon me. I could feel it. And so I just know this. We humans are very complex organisms.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there is a creature, well, I was going to say smart enough, but let's put it dumb enough to be able to overcome we have the ability to overcome very obvious signs that we should rest. We have the ability to do that. And it's good because you talk to any mom of a 7-month-old who's sick. They can go to work. They can stay up. They don't sleep for 3 or 4 days. God bless them, and they keep that seven-month-old healthy, wealthy, and keep going. And so she can overcome it. So, but we also have that ability to overcome it in the weight room and on the track, which leads to our original conversation of how do you end up with so many injuries.
Right.
It's because you have the ability to overcome no matter what good information is coming back at you.
Yeah, and you know what? I just had a thought. You know, heart rate variability monitoring combined with blood sugar monitoring, which is another one that no one's talking sure. about. That's very indicative of overtraining because if your fasting blood sugar first thing in the morning is on the rise, it's because your body's having a very difficult time managing it, which is a lot of hormonal pulling going on, so to speak, that's related to fatigue, combined with grip strength. That would be the ultimate assessment, in my humble opinion, of where you are in your training slash recovery cycle. Right. Let's do this, Dan. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the other two truths of training. We'll sure. talk about the three rules of coaching, and we'll talk about this DVD collection that you and Chip Conrad have put together. We're talking with Coach Dan John. You can go to DaveDraper.com and get this fantastic DVD collection, which includes PDF transcripts, MP3 audio files that you can listen to in your headphones, as well as free audio lectures found at movementlectures.com to people who buy this two DVD collection. It's fantastic. Go to DaveDraper.com and pick it up today. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys, hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away. New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Lifeplus.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Coach Dan John. We're talking about lots of things, really. I love these kind of shows where you cover so many different topics that everybody gets something out of it, something valuable. And you can always get something valuable when you watch one of Dan John's DVDs. And you can now get both his DVD and Chip Conrad's DVD as a collection, a set. Dan's discussion is how a systems approach to coaching and training. Chip Conrad talks about how to create a holistic athlete. And we're not talking about holistic medicine here. This kind of goes back to what Dan was talking about a moment ago about you got to look at the entire body. What are the other two truths of training, Dan?
Sure. Number four, time will magnify all errors and omissions. So if you don't learn to squat when you first start training, the longer you train, the worse and worse your lack of squatting is going to show up.
Now, you mean lack of squatting completely or lack of squatting correctly?
I would say, well, actually, both is the answer, but yeah, correct squatting technique. It goes to this. For example, you know, you're 18, you're coming out of high school, and you say, Dan, should I go to college? And I would say, well, in 4 years, if you go to college, you'll have a college degree. In 4 years, it will still be in 4 years. If you go to college, you'll have that little checkbox of life behind you. If you don't, you ask me, Dan, should I go to college? I'll say, well, you know, in 4 years, if you go to college, you'll have a college degree. And if you don't, you won't. And I feel that way about most things in training, that the longer, in terms of time, you put off getting the basics taken care of, the worse the problem becomes. So if you never squatted, let's say you were a guy who trained on Nautilus machines, and you had that nice big engine, you looked like $1 million, for you to learn to squat means when you put that bar on your back with just 95 pounds, it's going to pinch. Now, you might have great traps from doing the trap machine, but your traps have never had a load on them, so it's going to hurt. And you're going to have to do them by yourself because, you know, if you weigh 240 and you're 9% body fat trying to squat, you know, 95 pounds, you can't do that in a real gym. You have to hide. So the longer you put off learning how to squat correctly, the more and more issues you're going to have when you finally address them. That's why I really believe that, you know, you should really go out of your way, especially when you first learn the sports of lifting, to learn all of them. You know, get some, you know, at least know what an Olympic lift is. You know your power lifts, know your basic bodybuilding movements, your calisthenics, and kind of master certain things like pull up and a push up and things like that, just so that over time, when you need to come back to those tools, you won't look like a total tool, if you will.
Right.
Okay. And then number five is a system is not a collection of workouts or e-books or stuff you found online. A system is something that, I'll give you the whole answer, that can survive if the creator or coach gets hit by a bus. In other words, a system is something that makes sense, has its own life, can survive any trauma, and the trauma includes you quitting it. A true system means that other people are out there doing
right.
It and being successful. That's why I think Tommy Kono is such a, like, I like to read him so much, because his advice will live long past his earthly existence. You know, because it's so timeless and true. The system we used at Utah State as discus throwers, I mean, it worked then, it works now, it'll work forever. It just is right. Coach Mon died, let's see, July 3rd, 2006, but it's still, what he said, right.
Right.
Back in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, it's still absolutely right. And that's something you have to, you know, for your listeners who are like, for example, bodybuilders, if you're following an intelligent coaches or mentors program, and if it's right, it'll remain right even if you quit and go do somebody else's because, you know, the internet had something new, so you ran off and tried it. So that's the big five. Those are the big 5 points, yeah.
Okay, now let's talk about, and this is obviously a slightly different discussion, but it does have something to do with some of the things we're talking about. When you're coaching somebody, you have 3 rules of coaching. Let's do this. I want to get back on the clock here because we started a little bit late because of my technical difficulties. Let's take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about the 3 rules of coaching. In the meantime, I want all of you to go to DaveDraper.com and check out the new DVD collection by Dan John and Chip Conrad. It's there. Dan, do you know how much this DVD set is?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll find out.
No, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I
know you don't pay attention to that stuff. It's not a business to Dan John. It's a love of his life. And that's why it just goes to prove that he's not equipped to answer that question. But I will answer it when we come out of the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Super Human Radio.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay, so here's the deal. The best place to go to get the DVD collection is OTP Books. On Target Publishing Books. OTPBooks.com. You can buy the hard DVD in its case with all of the goodies that I just mentioned, the PDFs, transcripts, MP3 audio files, as well as free access to additional audio lectures on movementlectures.com for $59, which is peanuts. And if you don't want to do that, it's 3 hours and 30 minutes of live lectures between Dan and Chip. You can actually buy the individual lectures of Dan Johns in a digital format where it's either downloaded to you or emailed to you. I'm not sure about that, for $20. And you can buy Chip's lectures for $20 also. Once again, they are downloaded or emailed to you. I'm not sure how they're delivered, but you get them in a digital format that you can load onto your MP3 player and listen. I doubt that they come with all of the other goodies. Maybe they do, maybe they don't, but they're clearly worth that for sure. Or you can get the whole DVD collection. The website to go to cut through the chase is otpbooks.com, which stands for On Target Publishing Books.com, and check it out there. Okay, so there's a lot of people out there who call themselves coaches these days, Dan, and this is a dangerous word because it implies you should trust me, I know what I'm talking about. So what are the three rules of coaching that you talk about in your DVD?
Let me mention my two favorite coaches first. That would be coach repetition and coach pain.
Yes.
Because those are the ones that get the most work done. The more repetitions you do, the better you are usually. And once you learn to avoid coach pain, you actually become really good.
Huh.
Pardon me. The three rules from the DVD about systems. Rule number one, your system, your program, has to be able to sustain addition by subtraction. So there are times you have to be able to stand there and go, we're going to get better if we pull this out. I'm convinced of this. 80% of what I do as a coach, as a throws coach, as a weight coach, helping around the house coach, 80% of what I do is exactly right. And 20% has got to get better. The problem is I never know what that is. I never know what the 20% is. So what I've discovered in life is occasionally you just got to pull things out and say no. We're not going to do, let's just see if this is it. Is this, you know, and you've got to find, if you find addition by subtraction, taking out, it can be a person itself. I found that very common. The problem was Ed, you know, the problem was Bill or whatever it is. But, it can be something simple as, for example, when we redesigned warm-ups years ago, getting rid of what we used to call warm-up period. And then, of course, getting rid of the end period, whatever you want. Getting rid of those two things and making the whole workout seamless by subtracting the warm-up and ending period, everything became better. So that's addition by subtraction. The second one is anything you add must improve the overall system. Now, that sounds so logical, but this is how you're going to miss it. If I add something, I go to a workshop, I go to Perform Better, and they got a new toy. I listen to your radio, and they, ooh, shiny new toy. Me, I have to go buy that, try that. If it has to improve the whole overall system. Okay,
yeah.
So if it's a new vitamin, mineral, herb, powder, it has to improve us somehow.
Right.
Either blood profiles or actual performance. It has to make us better. And if it doesn't, well, it doesn't really throw it out, but then stand back and say, well, okay, Dan John said overhead squats will help you as a Highland Games athlete. So I started doing overhead squats, and I did them religiously for 6 months, and I went out, and I actually got worse as a Highland Games competitor.
Hmm.
Really? Now, that would make me say, wow, worse. How could an exercise... But then you might find out there was something else they were doing that was just idiocy. You know, I mean, so you have to, if you add something, it has to improve the overall system. That becomes, I think that's the, of the three rules, that's the hardest. And then rule three is the big one. A true system survives the loss of its founder. you know, you can go through and find stuff that, you know, there's hundreds of things you can find online for free now that 20 and 30 years ago people were saying, oh, this is the secret. You know, I remember the one guy, we would fast for 14 hours and then take his magic powder that had trace herbs in there, and then you would do these workouts that would kill a normal person, and that's how you're supposed to make progress. And, you know, that all disappeared. You never hear that training anymore.
Right.
Honestly, I mean, most of the machine people, once the founder of the machine goes, it'll be interesting what happens with a major magazine line in the next few years. Now the founder is dead. The founder and his brother are dead. It'll be very fascinating to watch.
Well, in that area there, I think that Joe has had very little input on the magazine for a long, long time now. I feel that the transition occurred a long time ago, and he was just still a figurehead more than anything else. But you're right. It's going to be interesting to see if they, if the name Joe Weider even stays around. What equity does it really have in the market today?
Well, Bob Hoffman died. I think it was 1984. Bob Hoffman died, and Strength and Health just vanished. I mean, just was gone.
Well, and Bob then Bob Kennedy passed away, and then his empire just was just sold on the bankruptcy chopping block.
Yeah, I mean, and again, not being negative or anything, but that does give you some insights into this kind of thing. Whereas, you know, you might look at a university, for example, that the founding fathers put together, and they survived 200 and 300 and 400 years. So I think it's real important. That's why I'm such a believer in community. It's very important to me. It is. In fact, this morning, I mean, my wife and I got home last at 11:30 from this road trip. Woke up this morning because my friends were here to work out. We train every morning together. Now, if they don't show up, I don't train. I'm being frank with you. That's why I believe the importance of community. If I get hit by a bus today, this group will still keep training because that's the way things are. So that's, to me, probably one of the most important factors.
The legacy.
If it's a true system, it will begin to move and adapt. I think about the run and shoot. That it's a football offense put together by Tiger Ellison from Ohio, then adopted by Miles Davis, then June Jones. And you see the concepts of the run and shoot in every NFL team now. I mean, every single play, I see one of the concepts. But it's funny is that the founder, Tiger, wouldn't even recognize his offense today, or the concepts of his offense. But it's lasted a long time. And I always like to think of that when you think about when people like decide to be a coach or whatever, sometimes they just fall in love with one house, you know. Oh, this is right or wrong. I buy all their T-shirts and I'm going to shave my head, and you know. But what they sometimes miss is that the people they are following are masters of stealing information from other people.
Right.
And so very often you have to be careful about saying this school is true, right, or wrong in our strength sports, because the guys who founded the schools are almost always master thieves. The secret to being good as a coach is to steal, keep your eyes open, steal, and squirrel things away.
And you know what? And the reality is that there's nothing new under the sun, especially when it comes to physical culture. The things that come into popularity and in vogue and then disappear are the things that don't work, and the things that stick around have been filtered through time. Going back to point number four of the five truths of training, you know, time magnifies everything, and that is true. It magnifies what's wrong with things, and they usually become obsolete, yeah. And it magnifies what's right with things, and they rise to the top. And when you look at things like the 5x5 protocol, it's still around. It's still working for people. All these things that, you know, and then you got guys out there like Tony Horton, who Tony created nothing. What you just said is so right. Tony stole everything from everybody. I want to make sure that people don't misunderstand me. However he got the message out to the masses is fine with me. Because anytime you can mobilize the masses into doing something healthy, I'm with that, because that affects me, my personal home health insurance and taxes and everything else.
Sure.
But But Tony created nothing, but he just assembled a DVD and a workout program that so many people had contributed to over the course of decades that were true, universal truths in training. And he said, all these things work. I'm just going to put all these things together. I'm not going to reinvent the wheel. I'm just going to steal everybody else's wheels.
Absolutely. Hey, let me give you one little bit of extra, too. For the people out there listening, let me just give you three quick points about how you can use anything I've ever said. Number one, look for your gaps in your training program. Now, I use push, pull, hinge, squat, loaded carries, and ground work, or six move, doesn't matter. But one of the first things I would say to people, if you're not doing the basic human movements, you're skipping one or don't even know about one, that gap is going to be holding you back long term. My second quick point, assess your standards. I'm a real believer in standards. You should be able to do this, this. On my website, danjohn.net, there's a thing called Sleepless in Seattle, my standards. And I just give you every standard that I could even think of. They're not all good. They're not all right. But if you're in the barbell world, you should be able to bench press body weight. You should squat double body weight. You should certainly deadlift double body weight. If you're an athlete, your power clean, your front squat, your bench press should all be about the same. I love standards. Now, the reason I love standards is that if you filled in all your gaps, the next thing you need to do is just assess your standards. And then the third thing, if you don't mind, I think everybody should include some kind of fast twitch training in their workouts, whether that's the sprinting, the Olympic lifts, running hills.
Lots of explosive stuff, in other words, right?
Yeah, some kind of, but don't ignore that last one, just playing games where you kind of jog around and you have to sprint after the frisbee. You fly up and down different scales of explosion. But if all you can hear from me is fill in your gaps, be sure you have some level of standards that you can tinker around with to see where you're really lagging. And then third, include some fast twitch. Most people, when they do those simple three things, find that their program is pretty good. I mean, and by the way, pretty good is pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, like Dave Tate's famous, four parts. Crappy, though he used a different word. Sucks, good, great. You know, if you can get to good, in the powerlifting world, good now is a 700 to 800 pound bench press.
Right.
That's good. It's not great.
Right.
You know, the Olympic lifts, if you're clean and jerking in the high 400s, you're good.
Right.
You're not great. In the discus throw, I don't think about how far that goes now. You hang around an NFL guy, just to be a good NFL football player, you got to be freakish. That picture of Peyton Manning shaking hands with Romo,
yeah,
where Manning is 5 inches easy taller than Romo. You forget just how
I'll give you for instance, right? So we were at the Olympia, and then I want to take a break, and when we come back, I just want to wrap up the interview. I want to talk about Chip Conrad. I want you to kind of channel him and talk about what he's contributed to this. So we were at the Olympia, and I've had the guys from the American Strongest Man on the show a couple times. One time, I'm sorry, and we're going to have them on again. I'm sorry. And so they were kind enough to bring a shirt over to the booth that I was standing in, autographed by all the athletes, and one of the guys was Brian Shaw. And I was supposed to go over to the booth and meet Brian Shaw. Currently, I believe, and I stand to be corrected, but I believe Brian Shaw is the strongest man in the world currently. He won the international, whatever that is, strongman, the OEC on TV. So I had no time to go and meet him. And so Elisa and I were at the airport flying out on Monday from Las Vegas. And we're standing outside checking our bags at the curbside check. And I look up the road, and you see all these average people standing there, and then all of a sudden you see this guy, and he's I think Brian Shaw is 6'9". I stand to be corrected.
Yeah.
And he's 440 pounds, I believe. And so he's wearing a pair of shorts, I want to believe, or sweatpants, and just a T-shirt, the MHP T-shirt that he had on when he was competing the day, not the same one, but the same style shirt, the MHP, and he has no luggage in his hands, no bags, and he's just
slowly walking up the street going to his plane. And so I stopped him and I said, Brian, I'm Carl Lenore. And he was like, oh yeah, I was supposed to meet you. And, you know, I said, I'm sorry I didn't come by and I want to have you on the show sometime. He goes, just the nicest, gentlest guy in the world. And he walks away and you go, oh my God, this is the future of athleticism. I mean, I predict in a decade or so, we're going to see football players that look like Brian Shaw. This guy is unbelievable. Yeah. And you know what? He's in proportion. You don't look at him and go, oh, Andre the Giant. This guy is a big example of what the human being can look like. He's in proportion. He's a good looking guy. He's affable. He's nice. He has no protruding brow. He doesn't, you know, he's not scary looking, but he is a big, strong, country grown dude. And that's what's going to be good in the future. He's great right now, right? And someday they're all going to be like that eventually.
That's so true.
Oh, man. All right, let's take this last break. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up. We're talking with Coach Dan John. You can go to the website, otpbooks.com, to get either the DVD itself or download the digital files of Dan and Chip's discussions and lectures. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what Chip is contributing to this discussion as well. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on two or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20%. When you use the coupon code ANNIV20, there's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So, Dan, talk about Chip Conrad. Unfortunately, I didn't have the common sense to try to schedule him for this interview as well, but... What is his discipline, his favorite discipline? Is he a trainer of type of athletes and so on? And what is this holistic athlete concept that he talks about?
Well, I tell you, he is one of the most amazing people in the world. I hope you can provide.
Wow, that's coming from Dan John. Yes, please. What is his website? Yes, please.
I think it's Body Tribe. But the idea, when you get a chance to look at his videos that he made, that's when you start to get a sense of he loves physical culture, loves it. He's got this great one on the history of the Olympic lifts, which by the time you're done, you suddenly will realize that the Olympics are not as organized as you think. It's hilarious, the lifts that they've done at the Olympics. They had fixed bars at one of the Olympics, so you know you couldn't really lift more than anybody else. Oh, he's fabulous. How would you say this? His concept is that it's great that you're sitting at home right now listening to this and you want to train. That's fabulous. But if you really want to expand and grow, you've got to get yourself involved in I call it intentional community. That's a group of like-thinking people who worry about each other's weaknesses, and then by building your weakness, Carl, I fix my weakness, because we all tend to have
the old adage, you can't help somebody up a hill without getting up there yourself.
Yeah, and he's a great speaker. Let me just give you one part of what he said that just made me really just open my eyes and take a bunch of notes. He said that the infant tries to do three things plus one. It's the infant's job is to learn how to sit, how to stand, how to crawl, and then how to flow between those three things. So you can make it into a little pyramid, stand, sit, crawl, and then the flow is the circle between them. And he said that all great training programs do the exact same thing. And it's amazing because if you think about, if you connect like something as simple as a goblet squat to a push-up. So I'm going to do some goblet squats and then do some push-ups. Very simple. It's interesting because deciding how you go from the squat position to the push-up position is going to do wonderful things for your whole body because that's the flow between positions. So you finish your set of push-ups, then you flow into another movement. So I just found that. So that is the basis of training. So you get on the ground, you stand up, you sit back down, you get back on the ground. That is what training is. You know, I like the guy, you know, Peter with his primal move stuff. I love it, but really, I think Chip says it simpler, even though primal is pretty simple itself. But I love this movement that Chip is part of, Peter Lakatos from Hungary is part of, Ivan Decor, MoveNet guys. They're all moving toward this idea of these workouts that integrate, you as a person through all these different places. It's funny because, you know, as a track coach, we believe in all this stuff, but we got ourselves away from it and moved to this industrial model of three sets of eight.
Specificity. Everything became so specific. Specificity. You know, it became this, and this is really an interesting discussion because we just talked about this the other day on a show that I did with Rob Regish where a guy couldn't break through a plateau in a bench press for like eons and then he stopped bench pressing and he trained for about 6 weeks doing nothing but body weight work.
push-ups and bodyweight squats and pull-ups, blah, blah, blah. And then he got under the bench one day and he broke his previous PR by 20 pounds and spent no time under the bar in between that period. And so Dan, life is like a pendulum. So we find ourselves really, really far to the left. In order to find the middle, sometimes you have to push really, really hard and you end up way far to the right. And then you push and the objective is to find the middle, but quite often in finding the middle, we find ourselves too far to the left or too far to the right. So in the past, the whole mantra was specificity. You know, if you're not training with specificity, you're wasting your time. If you're a bench presser, bench press. That's it. Don't do anything else.
Right.
If you're a football player, just practice football. Don't do anything else. And now we're finding out while attention to specificity is important, when all your attention is specifically on this one thing, you suffer.
Right. And, of course, then now it swung for a couple of years there in the 2000s to general training again. Everything was general. I'm off. You got to be careful because people go, because I just recommended this workout called 10,000. It's a 10,000 swing challenge. But you know what? There's great value in just doing swings for about a month. Because everything works, right?
Right.
But what happened is everyone fell in love with general training all of a sudden. General this, you got to have that. If you want to be a great discus thrower, you better do 25 pull-ups. Yeah, but I weigh 270. Well, get your body weight down to 170. Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, then I can't do anything that I need to do other than pull-ups then.
Exactly.
That becomes specificity in and of itself again.
Yeah, and so we do. We love it. We do it in politics. We do it in life. We do it in love. We do it in sports, you know. I think we humans can't help ourselves. And that's why I've always loved a literal seasons approach, where here in the fall, school starts, it's time to be disciplined. The sport of football is probably the most disciplined game there is. So in the fall, you should train disciplined. If it says 3 sets of 8 with 1 minute rest, you can handle that in the fall. In the winter, it's cold, go heavy, go hard, go home. In the spring, you know, get outside a little bit, breathe some fresh air. In the summer, dance around, eat the fruits, play on the beach, run around, smooch, bind trees, and then in the fall, get back to discipline, 3 sets of 8 with a minute rest.
Right.
And I've told people that for a long time. Just follow the natural sports calendar. Not this weird one we have now where basketball starts in July and ends in July, but the traditional one where football starts in August and finishes in November, December.
Right.
We know when we think about it that you need a balance of general and specific. We know that. We know when we think about it that probably protein, veggies, and water are the best thing we can eat. But it's also okay to eat other stuff too, right? We kind of know that. But we're as humans, we love to get on the edge, get on the fringe, as far on the fringe as we can.
I'm at bodytribe.com, and this is Chip Conrad's website. He's got some really, really cool stuff there, bodytribe.com, so people can check it out. And he talks about creating the holistic athlete. He's got a lot of interesting discussions. And you know what happens, I find? So you read something like this stuff that Chip has, you go, yeah, but this makes sense. We regularly part with, yeah, this makes sense stuff, because we're always looking for what's sexy, what's new, what's in vogue. And this comes full circle to what I said before about the things that work forever, and that's why they're still out there. And the things that are just passing fancies, they disappear. It pays to listen to old radio shows, read old magazines, because you look at things and go, wow, that's right, I forgot about that. Or you read about things and go, man, whatever happened to that? That's like gone. It didn't work, I guess. It really is helpful to do that from time to time.
Yeah.
Great. This is great DVD. Go to otpbooks.com. Let me make sure I'm giving the right, because I got several different websites here. otpbooks.com. You can get a copy of the DVD collection put forth by Dan John and Chip Conrad, which includes a lot of good free stuff, PDFs,
transcripts, MP3 audio files of lectures that you can listen to in your headphones while you're working out. It's a two DVD collection set with over 3 hours and 30 minutes of lectures. Plus, you also get free additional audio lectures and more at movementlectures.com. And if that isn't suiting you, you can go down on that same page and you can buy Dan's lectures separately on digital format. They'll be emailed or delivered to you, I guess, through download or chips. They can't be emailed because they're like 1-point-something gigabytes, so it's got to be a link that you download. Or chips lectures separately for $20 each.
Yeah, I think you get everything on the deck. You know what? Having Lorie Draper as a publisher is one of the highlights of my life. She takes care of you.
She's really done some wonderful things. I really, you know, she's one of the a person that I really am fond of that I've never met. And I don't think I think in the past 9 years we've maybe talked on the phone once, maybe. But everything that we do through email and what I love about Lorie is I'll go to the mailbox and I'll find the book. And she sends it and says, here's a copy for your review. And then it's like, oh, this is such cool stuff. And then I make a show out of it. You know what I mean? So it's fantastic. Yeah, she's great. She really is great.
She has Mike Boyle. She has Greg Cook's movement book. Dave Draper, the great bodybuilder. I mean, what a sight. I mean, I know I'm full of myself because I'm on it. But I go through the stuff sometimes. It's like, where was this stuff when I needed it?
Yeah.
You know, oh, Greg Cook's self-limiting exercises. Just that. Mike Boyle's discussions on the kettlebell walk. Just give me that when I was 20. You know, what good information.
Yeah, and you don't have to wait for snail mail now or magazines to be published at the end of the month. You can get it on demand when you anytime you want. Just go to the website. Dan, always great to have you on the show, brother.
Oh, thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Yeah,
and I'll always enjoy the conversations.
And same here. And we will talk again soon. Okay.
Sounds great to me.
Take
care. If I could be of service, just let me know.
Oh, okay? Absolutely. Thank you. All right, so there you have it. Another great show. Hope you enjoyed it. Fantastic discussion with Dan John. It's always fantastic to have him on the show. He brings so much to the world of physical culture. It's unbelievable. And we've got great shows planned for the rest of the week. Don't forget, tomorrow's Tuesday. We will start out with the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. Thank you for listening today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhuman.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.